horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. This has been so much fun to watch our wonderful president get all the love from all over the world. Hadn't that been awesome? I'm so glad to see you guys here. So let's get busy. We're going to look today at this habeas corpus thing. So my thing is, I want to connect what's going on right now on the world stage and then what's going to happen when President Trump gets back. Okay? If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events and all that President Trump is doing in the light of God's word, as well as the 17 posts, and because it's biblical. And at the end, I'm going to read to you a portion of Zechariah. Have you guys been reading Zechariah? Zechariah is amazing. It's basically the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. And so I'm going to read a snippet of it because it talks about how we're going to plunder them. And that's what President Trump is leading the charge, no doubt about it. I didn't even put in here my website. Anyway, here, don't forget, hit the like button real quick. Hit the like button, everybody. And so then we'll, don't forget to subscribe, hit the bell so you know when we're going live. And we generally Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Central, Saturday morning at 10:30, and Sunday morning at 11, just to keep it confusing. This is the website right here, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And we have tons of free resources over there for you. So go and check it out. Tons of great things about for your health. We're just, everybody's getting well right and left. Really exciting. I've got over 1,000 videos of biblical astronomy and how this is President Trump's lineage. I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Also, as well as the end times books, tons of research on end times. And it's very good news for us, bad news for them. As well as the audiobook. If you want to look at the social media, join all of our social media. It's right there. So definitely join with us on all those places. So let's get started. Let's do this first. This was Bannon on some kind of panel at the Financial Times posted this. And this is where Bannon is talking about President Trump suspending habeas corpus. He's talking about it as if it's a done deal. Like, this is definitely going to happen. So I'm really interested to see, you know, what is going to happen on this. Check out what Bannon has to say.
American citizen, you're here illegally. There's no due process. And I'm telling you, this is coming to a head. We are going to suspend the writ of habeas corpus. If the courts keep ruling against this and don't allow these mass deportations to continue, just like President Lincoln, this was an invasion. The country's at war. He's commander in chief. It's Article II power. And this is going to come.
Are you predicting that will happen? Or
First off, there is going to be a constitutional crisis before the court leaves. You know this. You just saw the federal judge in San Francisco last night ruled against him, his Article II power. To basically rearrange and take, you know, fire people in these agencies, et cetera. There's a challenge. The only way the Democrats are even winning right now is to delay, is to deny. They have no political operation. They have no counter-argument. They have no populist economics. So what they're doing is getting more and more radical on these raids like they did in New Jersey yesterday. And the judges are trying to stop him. The Supreme Court's going to have to make a decision about President Trump's Article II powers, and we're going to see it. And I believe if the courts keep trying to slow him down, you're going to see him, as Stephen Miller laid out pretty well yesterday, and it'll be, I'm sure, developed over time, suspension of the writ of habeas corpus just...
Okay, I'm going to stop it real quick, because he's shouting out a lot, and I want to make sure that you guys understand. Of course, we know that the judges are trying to stop him on every turn, and what he means, what he was saying is that to delay is to deny, because we've got, basically... a two-year period before potentially another election could cause some kind of other problem. You know, we lose control even of the House, and that loses, you know, causes even more trouble. But either way, you've got a four-year clock ticking. And by the way, Bannon believes President Trump is going to run in 2028. Okay, but, and I would agree with him, but be that as it may, let's just say if it's a four-year term, either way, we've got, the time's wasted. We need to get all these things sorted, and they're trying to delay at every turn, not just removing these illegal immigrants, but also every other thing that he tries to do according to his Article 2 powers. He has the Article 2 powers as the executive branch, and they are just trying to thwart everything he's trying to do. And so he very likely is going to have to take matters into his own hands that he has the constitutional right to do, which is to suspend the writ of habeas corpus. In other words, arrest these people without any kind of due process. And if you listen to him carefully at the beginning, he said they do not have the right to due process. Now, if you have someone who is a citizen or a non-citizen in our country, but that's not, these people don't fall into that category. They're a non-citizen, but they're here illegally. They are not here by any green card or any kind of legal way. All right. So someone could argue, oh, well, Biden did do all their documentation. No, he did not. That was not what is an acceptable under anyone's estimation. All right, so let's listen more to Bannon. He's really great at explaining this.
Just like President Lincoln did in the Civil War.
Will Trump run for a third term?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop it again. Did you hear what he said? Just like Lincoln did after the Civil War. During the Civil War. Either way, this, and I don't think that Bannon is a 17 follower. I don't think, maybe he does. I've listened to him long enough. He never acts like he supports 17, never acts like he even has read 17, acts like he's actually, you know, opposed to some of the things, thinking, oh, that President Trump, you know, really wasn't in power during the 4 years of the Biden administration, that type of thing. That, you know, 17 led us to believe that they would never relinquish power to these evil people again. Either way, whether he is or whether he's not, he is, he's basically saying that President Trump has these powers. Anyway, so I just wanted you to see that. And that just like Lincoln did, which is what 17 told us, he said he has the right to do this. And because of, you know, it's an invasion, literally an invasion. And the reason I'm going into this detail, and I'm gonna show you chapter and verse on what habeas corpus is because I want you guys to know this backwards and forwards pretty well, so that when someone pushes back and says he's, you know, going rogue, because you know if he does this, just buckle up, because the media is going to have hair on fire. They're going to flip like cheetah, and we need to be able to talk to our friends and family and explain to them what he's doing and why. Okay, hopefully they know, but I'm telling you, my husband and I had this conversation today. People are listening. The ones who are listening still to the MSDNC and the CNN and all these other organizations, they are completely on a different page from us. I mean, it is like night and day. They are completely brainwashed into this. They don't even understand what it is to have a country, that you have to have borders. And I mean, just all of it. They're just completely looking at everything upside down world. Anyway, so here's more of Bannon.
So,
and he'll win the third term.
The 22nd Amendment's pretty clear on this, right?
It's pretty clear what his Article 2 power is, and I think we have 250 lawsuits in federal court right now. So when people tell me that, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear what the president's power is. It's pretty clear what his power is to basically reprogram. And he had a federal judge yesterday said it gave a temporary restraining order for the entire nation on 21 different agencies. So when I hear that argument, I say, hey, the Constitution's clear on a lot of things. Until it's defined. President Trump will run again. He will run again, mm-hmm. And he will win again, and he'll be the president on the afternoon of January 2029.
There you go. So I hope that made sense, what Bannon is saying. You know, they're always saying, oh, it's so clear, the Constitution is so clear. Well, it'll be clear once it's been adjudicated in the courts and a decision has been brought down by the Supreme Court. Okay, because everybody, you know, looks at it very topically, very superficially, and they haven't really dug down into it and read down into it. And once they do, they may find out that they didn't understand it to begin with. All right, so that is what Bannon has to say. I'm going to also play for you what Stephen Miller has to say. He is basically saying the same thing, that President Trump is looking at suspending habeas corpus. And before I play that, let me just read to you what it is. Habeas corpus is a legal procedure by which a report can be made to a court alleging the unlawful detention or imprisonment of an individual and requesting that the court order the individual's custodian to bring the prisoner to court to determine whether their detention is lawful. Habeas corpus is generally enforced via writ and accordingly referred to as a writ of habeas corpus. It is a summons with the force of a court order. It's addressed to the custodian, such as a jailer, and demands that a prisoner be brought before the court and that the custodian present proof of authority, allowing the court to determine whether the custodian has lawful authority to detain the prisoner. Okay, so for example, all these people who were sent off to El Salvador. I just posted that earlier today. These wild savages that have killed countless, I don't know how many people they've killed. This is what they do. They have the tattoos prove it, and they have been removed. And they, you know, he has not yet suspended habeas corpus, but they have not gone through all this legal months and months of trials. No, President Trump sent them over there. Okay, and that's. That's what he's saying he has the right to do under Article 2. And so I'm going to show you one other quick thing. All right, so that's habeas corpus. And then I want you to see, hang on, this one right here. This one right here is where a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal immigrant gang members. That just came down just before I came on. The court now leaves it to the political branches of the government and ultimately to the people who elected those individuals to decide whether the laws and those executing them continue to reflect their will. So there you go. Thank you to this judge. It's really nice to have a judge who actually can understand the Constitution and how President Trump has Article 2 powers, that if he feels that someone is here, if they're here illegally, they can be removed, especially if it's an invasion. It's exactly what has happened. The federal judge in Pennsylvania sided with the Trump administration in its invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to swiftly deport illegal immigrants that are part of gangs that have been designated as terrorist organizations. So her name is Judge Stephanie Haynes for the U.S. District Court of the Western District of Pennsylvania wrote, as the court stressed at the beginning of this opinion, this case implicates significant issues. In resolving those issues, this court's unflagging obligation is to apply the law as it is written. When the court does so, it finds that the proclamation now at issue complies with the Alien Enemies Act. President Trump is going according to the law. And the court further finds the respondents must gather greater notice to those subject to removal under the AEA than they are currently providing. Okay, there you go. Having done its job, the court now leaves it to the political branches of the government and ultimately the people who elected those individuals to decide whether the laws and those executing them continue to reflect their will. Boom. There you go. So that just came down. So it doesn't appear that right this minute we have to suspend habeas corpus. But what about those who are not in gangs? What about those who are not have not committed any crimes? What about those who came into our country illegally? Do we have to have them in our country forever just because they came across the border and Biden allowed them to do so? Okay, so let's listen to what Stephen Miller has to say about that.
Suspending habeas corpus to take care of the illegal immigration problem. When could we see that happen, do you think?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes.
The Article III powers, which is for the judicial branch, says that they do not even have the right to interfere in immigration. They do not have any right to interfere with that. That is the executive branch's roles with Article II power. So everybody good? We know what's going on? So, okay. So now we're going to talk about, okay, so what is some of the timing on some of these things? Okay. And actually, before I do that, actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show you, I have this link. I will pop this link over into the chat in case you guys want to read that one about the the habeas corpus and what is the right in the U.S. Constitution. I think, if I remember correctly, this was the one who was acting citizens and non-citizens, but it didn't go into whether they are here illegally. It is expecting that someone who is here as a non-citizen is here illegally. Okay, and here's the portion where it says, has habeas corpus been suspended before? And this is where Q17 goes into, this is what, we were told about this literally in 2018, you guys. I'm going to show you the post. Abraham Lincoln became the first U.S. president to suspend habeas corpus in 1861 during the American Civil War. Okay, so it was during. That led to a showdown with the Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney, who said it was Congress, not the executive branch of government, that had the power to suspend the writ. Lincoln continued to suspend habeas corpus in specific instances, according to the National Constitution Center. And in 1863, Congress approved suspending it for the duration of the war when the public safety may require it. Okay, so that, we were at a civil war. I mean, of course, it was also suspended several times in the years following the Civil War during the Reconstruction period to quash rebellions by the white supremacist Ku Klux Klan group. After the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese in World War II, habeas corpus was suspended in Hawaii, which paved the way for the arrest of Japanese Americans on the island. Okay, so what we're talking about here is, yes, the illegal immigrants who are here. Yes, some of them are part of gangs and some of them are not. But what really 17 was talking about and leading us to believe is it's not even about just about these, because at that point we didn't have these illegal immigrants. So who is he talking about? He's talking about the cabal. So, and that's the reason they brought these people in here. So it all muddies the waters. Oh, you can't arrest us because then you'd have to arrest all these other people. We will arrest you, and that's all there is going to be to it. We will. And trust me, President Trump knows the way to do it. And by the way, another thing that just came down today was that Ed Martin, who works at the DOJ, has just said that he is looking at the auto pen of Biden to see if their pardons actually are effective. So buckle up for that one, because they're going to have a conniption on that one too. But why would they be so nervous if they didn't even need a pardon? They didn't do anything wrong, right? All right, so I want you to see that what actually happened during the Civil War. And we were told about this back in, actually it was 2020. Is it before? Oh, no. Okay, the first time, it was 2018, November 7th, 2018, and it was talking about martial law. I've done several videos on martial law. You can go to freedomforce.live and see the different videos that I've done on martial law and the Posse Comitatus Act, or in response to chaos associated with protests and mob action. Okay, so we've already heard on the board that a lot of riots are planned, and ready to go to prevent the arrest of some of these high-level officials, these ones who don't want to, they don't mind throwing the little guys under the bus, but they are trying to protect themselves. Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution states the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. All right, there you go. The public safety requires that we have these people removed, whether it's the cabal members, these criminals who have taken over our government, who are controlled by Netanyahu. I'm going to talk about that too. And also these killers, these gang members. All right, so now you know. One other thing I want you to see. There's a list right here. It shows, okay, here's the different why proclamation of habeas corpus has been suspended, okay, throughout our history. Treason, we already know about that. Misprision of treason, I'm going to read about that for you. Rebellion or insurrection. Seditious conspiracy, as in this cabal. Okay, and if you haven't seen my video that I did on this one right here, Saving Israel for Last, that is where I was talking about also Mike Walls. Did he actually give some of this information to Netanyahu? That right there is treason. That right there is a conspiracy. I'll go ahead and pull that one up right there, and I'm going to grab that for you. All right, I think that was just Sunday. It feels like a year ago. Okay, so there's the one. Songbird, if you're here, yes, I see you. Hey, Songbird, if you could pop that over on the comments. And this one is the one about potentially, you know, Mike Waltz and his potential conspiracy. Okay, to work with I don't know. I don't have evidence of it. I'm just saying. You know, they know more than I do, and I think that there's a lot of funny business going on. Okay, so a lot of smoke, and maybe there's some fire. All right, so registration of certain organizations, as in maybe AIPAC, right, you know, activities affecting armed forces, generally armed activities affecting armed forces during war, like with the Civil War, recruiting of service against the United States, like maybe Benedict Arnold, enlistment to serve against the United States. So those are the ones where they've said, okay, we're suspending habeas corpus because we need to get these people arrested. It is in the public's safety interest to get these people arrested. Now, the one I didn't have on there is Ms. Prizian. Well, it was on there, but I wanted to make sure I read to you what this means. Ms. Prizian negative misprision is the concealment of treason or felony. So let's just say someone knows that someone committed treason or a felony and they do not tell. That is misprision, okay? Hope I'm saying that right. By the common law of England, it was the duty of every liege subject to inform the king's justices and other officers of the law of all treasons and felonies of which the informant had knowledge and to bring the offender to justice by arrest. Okay, so, you know, that's what we're doing. We're like, we know that Shifty Shift is bad. We're not trying to keep that a secret. That's what we're doing here. We're telling everybody about it. Do a citizen's arrest like Gomer Pyle. In English law, it describes there's certain kinds of offense. Writers on criminal law usually divide misprision into two kinds, negative and positive. So that was the negative one. And then positive, down here, it says positive misprision is the doing of something which ought not to be done, or the commission of serious offense falling short of treason or felony. All right, so there are lots of cases in which our country has suspended the writ of habeas corpus in order to arrest these people. So they're going to say, no, this is not fair, and he shouldn't do this. But trust me, President Trump is going to do it according to the law. He's not going to allow there to be any loophole that gets them where they can get away scot-free. All right, so now back to the timing. When is this going to happen? Am I ready to show you about timing? Okay, I'm going to show you about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. But first, one more thing. This is what Ron DeSantis said today in Florida. They have the right in Florida now to immediately, the state troopers can go ahead and arrest these illegal immigrants and take them straight to the ICE facilities. Okay, they're just, do not pass go, do not collect $200. They're just out of here. So check this out.
We have now with FHP is that they are able to conduct immigration.
I'm trying to make it louder. That's as loud as I can get it.
Immigration operations wholly independent of the federal government. And there's no one else in the country where they're doing that. Now, Tidal Wave was a task force model where they were working in conjunction. These guys now at FHP, you know, they can do operations, they can get illegals, and they can do everything that an immigration officer would do up until the point where they get processed for removal. Now, we've put plans on the table to say we can handle that too. In Florida, we've got the best emergency response.
All right. So I don't know if you heard that. I'm sorry. I don't know why it was so light. But the bottom line is the Florida police officers can go ahead and arrest someone and take them straight on to the ICE facility. So they have streamlined that thing, and that's all there is to it. And I'm sure the cabal members are not going to be happy about that. And I'm sure they're talking about this night and day on CNN and MSNBC that, oh, President Trump and Ron DeSantis are not following the rights according to the Constitution. Let me tell you something. Someone who is here illegally does not have those same rights as a citizen or non-citizen who is here legally. All right. Now, okay, so let's see. Do I go ahead and show you? Should I go ahead and do this? Okay. Let's do this first. Okay, so now President Trump has been on this amazing trip to Saudi Arabia. I'm sure you guys have seen it. If you've been following the social media, I've been posting about it all day long. And I'm telling you, they just poured it on thick. These people just, they know how to show all this great respect for our wonderful president. And so it's really nice to see, because we're so used to our horrible media treating him so terribly. And so it's so wonderful to see the respect and love that he gets from these other countries. And so it was very reminiscent to what happened way back when he was first elected, and his first tour was to Saudi Arabia, and how I think they did a sword dance. I haven't gotten a clip of that, but I heard some music that sounded like a sword dance, and I shared that. Okay, so I wanted you to see, this was the entrance that he made. Okay, so once we talk about that, then I'm going to say, what is President Trump setting all this up for? Okay, check this out. Notice there's no fist bump. All right, so I've never seen so much purple carpet in my whole life. That's a lot of purple. And of course, they're saying it basically that everybody's saying he's royalty. That's what the purple represents. And then I've also shared on social media, I don't know if I have a clip of it here, but how President Trump was being honored. I mean, just look at this. I mean, just. And also with the Arabian horses. Did you guys see that? Wasn't that was amazing? The Arabian horses leading his the beast. To the palace. Look at this. I mean, it's just they put on the whole dog. So you got the idea. I'm sure you've seen it today. So what is going on this? Okay, clearly President Trump is being lauded and adored by these people. And it's not just in Saudi Arabia, but all throughout the Middle East. And basically whatever Saudi Arabia says, all the other Middle Eastern countries are going to pretty much follow suit. They have pretty much been in lockstep. The only one that's not is Netanyahu and the Israel regime. Okay, that they have been the ones fomenting all this war. Everybody else has pretty much been getting along. Iran is a different story. We know that's CIA. But yeah, so what I think that they recognize, whether they know this by chapter and verse, or whether they really know about his lineage, they know he's royalty. And if you haven't seen my videos over on freedomforce.live, go to the video section and you will see a one called, just look up the word lineage and you'll probably find it, should be able to find it. Just on the Trump, I don't remember the name of it, but the Trump playlist. And you will see the lineage of President Trump from both lines of Judah. He literally is in the royal line from Abraham. He literally is. He has the pedigree. He has the lineage. And so this purple carpet is not kidding. This is not just because they like his policies. This is not just because he's a strong leader. This is because they know that he has the right to rule from the Lord. This is just what it is. And see, if you know this, if you ever know that the Islam has Abrahamic roots, so does Hindu. If you go way back and you boil it all down, they have roots in Abraham. Have they all been hijacked and twisted and confused and deluded and all that? Yes. Have they all been, things misinterpreted? Of course. But they have the root in Abraham, and they understand that he has this this authority. And this is why they're having this is not just a typical state dinner, just like, or state entourage. This is similar to, what happened with President Trump being asked to go to the Forbidden City. No one ever goes to that Forbidden City. The world leaders know who President Trump is. He's the chosen one. There's just no doubt about it. The Lord has chosen him for this task. All right, so he's literally from both lines of Judah. Now, biblical. The next thing is, at the end of when President went up and Trump went up and spoke, would you believe he ended with the YMCA song? Did you guys see that? Did he really do that? Did he really end with this YMCA? So check this out.
Tremendous future. Thank you very much. And please pay my respects to your father. Thank you very much. Thank you.
They didn't do the dance, but I was hoping they would. I was really hoping that they were going to do the dance. They didn't do that. That would have been epic. That would have been so great. But no, they didn't do that. But they started out with the song, just this generally president. I mean, he always comes out with, I'm proud to be an American. Here he is in Saudi Arabia, and he's having them sit, listen to the song, I'm proud to be an American. And they're just happy to whatever President Trump wants to do. Basically, they're all about it. And they sign the document. It's like, this was not even an issue. The whole thing about the terrorists. See, the way that the Muslim culture is, they are not ones to trifle about nickels. They're like, oh, you need an extra $100 billion. Okay, yes, take that. But we don't want there to be, what's $100 billion amongst friends? I mean, they are not someone who trifles with. When you have a friendship, you don't trifle with money. And oh yes, if that's what you need, go ahead and take it. I mean, they're not going to squibble over, the money, because they know we have paid for everything in all the world, and the honest truth is Saudi Arabia has not had to do that. They've been able to make all this money on selling us oil and all this and not really have to bear the cost like we have. Okay. And so of course he's not going to quibble. And so he's one of the first ones, Saudi Arabia with Prince Salman. His father is still living, but he's not able to be king anymore. But, acting king. And so he's happy to sign the document. That was like, they did that. That was no big deal. But I will show you what happened when they went in there to speak. This lady, and I'm sure they were doing it. This is their culture, and they can't imagine that they would have you here and not offer you something to drink. That's just not done in their culture. You, someone comes to your house, the first thing you ask is, could I offer you something to drink? And here's treats. I mean, you know. And so President Trump was offered this drink, and you just got to look at his face. Check it out. It was so funny. So he didn't drink any of it. Okay, he didn't drink any of it. He's just like not doing it. And then a little bit later on, he goes and he puts the cup. Yeah, he puts the cup down. He's not going to drink this. Okay, and okay, just probably a good idea. Whatever. He's just not going to drink it because you just he can't risk drinking something. Anybody could slip in anything. He can't do it. So yeah, somebody said I think.
You will remain that way. Today we reaffirm this important bond and we take the next steps to make our relationship closer, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. It is more powerful than ever before. And by the way, it will remain that way. We don't go in and out like other people. It will remain that way. Today we reaffirm this important bond and we take the next steps to make our relationship closer, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. It is more powerful than ever before. And by the
okay, bear with me, everybody. I'm just going to have to do it this way. Hang on tight. This is one of those deals that you're like, don't know what I'm supposed to do when I lose power. I have to just do something different. Okay, I have to stop this one and go start again. That's what I'm going to have to do. All right.